A very good morning on behalf of Teacher 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Tzadi Hei. Chulin 95a, pagination is 189. We begin about a third of the way down. The first words on the line are the Ischazek Isura. And then we begin. Amar Rav, Rav said, Basar, meat. Kevin Shenesale Min Ayin. If it's hidden from the eye, Asar, it's forbidden. The word nisalem, hidden, is a fascinating word. On one approach, on one level, the word nisalem is related to the word olam, which we translate as world. And on a Kabbalistic level, that is that before creation as we know it, Hashem existed. What he did was he was hiding himself. He hid himself in order to allow for his creation called physicality to exist in the world. Nisalem is something that's hidden. And Olam, likewise, is that Hashem hid himself to create the world as we know it. What was before our world, Hashem was creating whatever he was creating. But the world that we know as created is this description, Bereshis bara Elokim es hashamayim ves haaretz, in the beginning Hashem created heaven and earth. That's nisaleim, that Hashem hid the ruchni, the spirituality, however we describe Hashem, he hid it to make room for physical creation. So getting back to our Gemara, Nis'alim min ha'ayin. The meat was hidden from the eye. We lost track of it. Aser, it's forbidden. And as Rashi tells us, Shema nischalif bin avela. We're worried that somehow it got switched with a non-shecht piece of meat. A piece of meat from the same animal, so that even an educated person looking at it will be confused. He won't know. I know it's from a cow. I know it's from a kosher animal. It's not like some bacon was put there. I can tell what cut of meat it is, but I have no idea if shechita was done or wasn't done. And that's the case of nisalim and ayin, to understand who switched it. So we have the description, even to the point of Shema Orvim Hichlifuhu. Maybe the ravens switched it. If it was Nisale Min Ayin, we lost track of it, and it's sitting in the open. Meisvei, I'll ask you a question. Rabbi Yomi, Rabbi says, Makulim V'tabcha Yisrael, if all the butchers are Jews, everything is kosher, and no announcement of non-kosher meat was made, so everything in this town is secure. Remember, they didn't have refrigerated trucks. They didn't have fast transport from one city to the other. This entire environment is kosher. If you find meat in the hands of a non-Jew, mutter, it's permitted. Where do you think he got it from? He got it from a butcher shop. Butcher shops are all kosher. You're fine. Nimtza biyad ove kochavim shiny. Oh, that's not called nisalim in ayin, the Gemara answers. It was found in the hands of a non-Jew. You don't have to worry that a raven switched it. He bought it. He's walking with it. He keeps it under control because it's his. That's not something that was switched. It was clearly bought within this kosher environment and not introduced from some other place. Toshima, the Gemara continues with another question, a famous question. Teisha Chanuyos, you have 9 shops. Kula Mochros Basar Shechuta, all of them are selling kosher meat, shecht meat. Vachas Mochros Basar Nevela, and one of them is selling non-kosher meat, same type of meat, but it wasn't shecht, or the shechita went wrong. So even an expert can't tell the difference. It's shchuta or nevela. It's the same cut of meat from a kosher animal. V'lokach me'achas mehen, and a person bought from one of them, ve'eni yodei me'ezeh mehem lokach, and he doesn't know from which one he bought. His cell phone must have been ringing, he was distracted, doesn't know if he went to the kosher vendor or the non-kosher vendor. Sefeko usur, doubt like that is going to be forbidden, because at the time that it occurred, it was occurring. And it's a 50-50 chance whether you go this way or that way to the kosher or the non-kosher. And because I can trace it back to that moment of decision, even if it wasn't conscious decision, but it was happening, so then decisions can go one way or the other. Uvanimtza, but if you're paying attention to it after it was found and it's not traceable to the original event, halokh achar harov, you could follow the majority, and there's a certain degree of odds that if they're 9-1 in favor of kosher, that it's probably a kosher piece of meat. And that's actually a Jewish tradition. Rove, majority, holds sway. And the question, of course, is, isn't this a case of Nis'alim min ho'ayin, upon which Rav ruled that it's forbidden? Maybe it was exchanged. Answers the Gemara, that entire case of Nimtza, Haloch achar harov, when it's found, you follow the majority. Is hachanami benimtza biadovik ochavim? It's only true if you found it in the hands of a non-Jew. You're finding it in the hands of a person who is guarding it, and therefore it's not nesalim and ayin. We're not worried that ravens are switching it. But if you found it simply lying on a park bench, then indeed Rav's ruling of nesalim and ayin would apply, and it would be forbidden because we're worried that it was switched. This halacha indeed comes up both in Yoredeya Samach Gimel Sif Aleph, as well as in Yoredeya Kuf Yud Sif Gimel, and the description is a precise reflection of our Gemara. Basar, if you find meat lying around in the marketplace, you could follow the majority, the chol de parish, miruba parish, that it probably came from the majority of kosher butchers, if that's indeed the case. However, zehu din Torah, that's only the biblical law that you could follow the majority. Ukvar asru chachamim, but the sages imposed a principle called nis'ali min ha'ayin, that were worried that if it was hidden from the eye, that it may have been exchanged. The Shach Samach Gimel Vav describes what is brought in the Mefarshim. Shema Orvim Hichlifuhu. Maybe the ravens switched it from meat from another place. And therefore, the only way that such meat that's found around would be permitted would be with a simen or a tevius ayin, if it could be identified that it's the same piece of meat that was originally purchased as a kosher piece of meat. Our Gemara avoided this problem by answering that it was in the hands of the non-Jew, and therefore it's not included in this problem of nis'alim min ha'ayin. Yashar koach. Thank you for joining.